This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lynn. Philadelphia District Attorney Seth Williams announced in February he would not seek re-election. At the time, he apologized for a flap over gifts he received, and he admitted it cast an unnecessary shadow on the district attorney's office. This week, federal officials indicted Williams on charges of bribery, extortion, and wire fraud. There are calls for him to resign. Meanwhile, seven Democrats and one Republican are anxious to take over the reins. The Democrats are gearing up for a primary race in mid-May. The Republican is on that ballot, unopposed. There's a candidates debate tonight that WHYY's senior reporter Dave Davies will moderate. Dave joins us this morning. Dave, where do things stand now following the indictment and with Williams remaining in office?
Well, he will face enormous pressure to resign from lawyers and all kinds of people, but he doesn't have to. He can remain in office while he fights these charges. Even if he were convicted, he could keep the office. Only upon sentencing would he forfeit it. So it's his call. If he does resign, then the Board of Common Pleas judges in Philadelphia meet to pick a replacement. And if they pick someone who is not from the current field of candidates, that person will be DA until January, when the electoral process will give us a new one. They could choose one of the current candidates, and that candidate would then run this year as an incumbent, which obviously brings advantages in name recognition, but also pressures, because they have to run the office.
This is such an important office. Help explain why Philadelphians should care about the outcome of this race.
You know, Jen, this really is important. I mean, think about how important efficient and effective and fair enforcement of crime is to communities. They look for help when they are besieged by, you know, drug dealers and break-ins and violent crime. It is also so important that it be done fairly. I mean, the impact on a person's life of a false accusation or unfair investigation can taint them forever. So it's so important to have a good DA. And turnout is typically very low. The other thing I have to mention is that once you get in that office, you can stay for decades. DAs tend to get reelected. So this is a really important election.
There are seven Democratic candidates, as we've mentioned, and one Republican. Is there a common theme among what they've been saying during the campaign?
Yes, and this is really interesting. Typically, DA's races are about being tough on crime and law and order. Most of these candidates are talking much more about bringing more fairness and justice to the criminal justice system, about over-incarceration of people and making the bail system more fair. And I think that's really interesting. It may be partly because crime rates are down as compared to 15 or 20 years ago, but we are clearly seeing an emphasis on progressive change in the justice system among these candidates.
And do you think the conversation would change much tonight at the debate in light of the Seth Williams intrigue?
Probably not. They've all distanced themselves from his ethical missteps and have promised not to repeat them. Their job now is to say what they'll do.
We don't have time to profile each candidate in detail this morning. Tell us a bit about the candidates. Are they mostly career prosecutors?
Actually, only two. Joe Kahn, who's 42, has spent most of his career as a prosecutor, and Jack O'Neill, the youngest at 35, has spent most of his time in. There are two who have never prosecuted a case. Larry Krasner, who is a civil rights lawyer who defends protesters, and then Judge Teresa Carr Denny has never worked as a prosecutor. The others have had some time in the DA's office.
And have any of the candidates run for office before?
Really, only one. Michael Untermyer has run three times in the past 10 years for three different offices in two different parties. So he has been a candidate for office. Judge Denny did run in a judicial election, but the rest of them are new to elected office.
Incumbent Seth Williams now faces a legal battle over his behavior while in office. Do the DA candidates have skeletons or scandals to manage of their own?
Mostly not. I mean, there is one, Tariq El-Shabazz, who was a first deputy to Seth Williams until he resigned to run, has some tax liens which he hasn't paid, and they're in the six figures. They are significant sums of money, and that may raise questions about his management. Judge Denny had a very controversial decision in 2007 about a rape case, but in the main, these folks have a chance to run on their own ideas.
Is there a front runner, someone who's raking in endorsements or able to leverage a larger piece of the party support pie?
Not yet, not really. You know, most of these candidates have virtually no name recognition among voters. Democratic Party ward leaders who have influence in low turnout elections haven't decided who they like. They will probably play a role at some point. Rich Negrin has gotten the police union endorsement. That's of some value. But the dynamics are really yet to unfold. If somebody puts a ton of money in, Untermyer has said he's put $500,000, that can make a difference. But, you know, in an election with this many candidates and this small a turnout, everybody has a puncher's chance.
What are you going to be watching for tonight at the debate?
I want to see how well they think on their feet and whether they present any new and specific and achievable ideas to improve the DA's office. It's always easy to say, I want to do a dozen things, but budgets are limited, time is limited, and if the ideas are realistic, that's what I'll be looking for.